The two young men who killed 13 people at Columbine High School last April and then killed themselves left 5 videos explaining what they were planning and why. Time magazine correspondent Tim Roche has seen them. He is co-author of Time's cover story on the Columbine tapes this week. He joins us by telephone from New York City. You have seen the tapes, and you described the first one as being almost unbearable. Why?
Well, as the tape begins, you find two young men sitting in a Lazy Boy recliner, eating Slim Jims and drinking Coca-Cola, and in one of their laps is a bottle of Jack Daniel's whiskey and a sawed-off shotgun that he's named Arlene. It's very troubling to watch the videos because they at times come across as two normal kids, except for the shotgun in their lap. They come across as regular adolescents, talking about life, talking about girls, talking about music, talking about video games. But then they also follow tangents of hate and rage, in which they talk about how much they cannot stand Jews and blacks and Asians and other minorities. And then they say, you white people don't think you're any better. We hate you just as much. So it's very frightening as you watch the tapes because at times they seem very normal, and at times they seem almost paranoid, and at times they seem as if they're suffering from a mental illness. At times you think they must be high on drugs, and at times you think they must be evil or possessed.
You say in the article in Time that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold were steeped in violence and drained of mercy. How could that be? I mean, they were middle-class children. They'd had lots of advantages. They had nice parents. Did they seem to understand why they were the way they were?
They didn't. In fact, what they blame is an element of social cruelty that's hard for many of us to understand, because as you talk to their friends and adults who knew them, they seemed, as you said, to be adjusted children. They were active. They had a circle of friends. One played soccer. The other one was in a drama club. Yet, these two boys seemed to view themselves in a way that nobody else did. They saw themselves as being at the bottom of the social ladder. They had one view of themselves that nobody else held. And so they're saying their motive here was to strike back at the social cruelty, the so-called jock culture, that they suffered in high school and even before high school.
I was struck with what an awful time their parents will have in reading this issue of Time magazine, because the boys point out, according to your account, that there were lots of times when their parents might have discovered what they were up to, might have seen them with guns or pipe bombs. It's almost as if they wanted to leave their parents with the burden that they could have stopped it if they'd been paying attention.
Well, I can see why you would say that. And on the videotapes, the boys come across as showing sympathy and having remorse for what their parents are about to be put through. They say that they know the parents will be put through hell. They know the parents will be asking themselves, what did they miss? What did they do wrong? And their message to the parents is, there was nothing you could do. You cannot understand the rage we feel. And to answer your question, you know, to some degree, whether they wanted the parents to accept the burden or not, it is not clear on the videotapes, but instead what you have are two teenagers apologizing to their parents for what they're about to put them through.
Why do you think they made the videos?
They tell us that they're making the videos so that there will be a record of what they do. But your guess is as good as mine why they would create or produce such awful videos, other than they wanted to be famous. They want to be not just martyrs of the dispossessed, but the subjects of movies. They talk about whether Tarantino or Spielberg should be the one to direct their stories. They wanted these videos to be shown around the world because they knew how we'd react. They not only scripted their assault on the high school, they scripted our response. They knew we'd be asking these questions. Why did you do it? They knew their parents would be asking questions. What did they miss? They knew that legislators would look at changing gun laws. Like I said, they almost scripted our response to this.
Tim Roche, thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Tim Roche, correspondent for Time magazine and the co-author of the Columbine Tapes, which is the cover story in this week's magazine.